Discourse 27. Arcturus Semiannual Visit. July 4, 1933. Saint Germain. Invocation. Thou infinite presence of all love, power, and freedom, we bow before thy great majestic throne. This symbolizes America's freedom, the freedom of all children of the earth in the cosmic radiation of the mighty I Am Presence, whose seed is being planted in the minds of mankind. So shall all be raised into that higher consciousness of true freedom, unselfishness, love, and adoration to God for the great privilege of life. As the true understanding of life means and is God in action, so may all mankind feel the sacred privilege of the use of life, and conform to that harmonious, loving, adoring consciousness of their source and of each other, thus enabling the true and mighty God power to reign in all activity, as was intended in the beginning. Thou mighty Arcturus, we welcome thee, that thy wisdom through thy mighty radiation shall bless mankind, enlighten, and uplift them. The Discourse. Arcturus. In this activity that for some years has taken place for the blessing of America, we from the higher vision see the mighty changes that are taking place. While it is as yet but partially manifest in the outer activity of mankind, yet from the inner standpoint there is the steady forward movement that means the certain release of sincere individuals from the binding power of limitation. This day there has taken place the activity of the 3x3 and of the 7x7. For 7 weeks, 7 cosmic rays will govern consciously directed by 7 beings from out the great central sun. These will be held at various points of focus in the United States to strengthen, to bless, and to adjust that activity of mankind which is necessary to their quickening and further progress. It is not only necessary, but it is commanded to be done. 7 other rays are focused. 1 in England, 1 in France, 1 in Germany, 1 in Italy, 1 in South America, 1 in Mexico, and another in Alaska. It is hoped by this to bring about the necessary adjustment and harmonization in international activity. It is only now that those in authority in America are beginning to awaken to the fact that heretofore they were being made pawns of and moved about by a force they did not understand, and caused to do things that they would afterwards regret. This is making possible accomplishments which we scarcely hoped for as possible. It has been most gratifying to us to have been able to use the century of progress as a focal point where all nations of the earth send their representatives. So you will understand that the century of progress activity was not just an idea in the outer mind of a few men, but holds a deep underlying purpose that is being utilized to its utmost. Great ones from Venus, through their balance of love and power, are giving great assistance. Private. Thursday, July 3, 1933, at 12 midnight, there began a great gathering in the retreat at the Royal Teton. Try to put your bodies to rest by 11 o'clock, so that you may participate and witness the use and power of the all-seeing eye, which has been only put into operation once every 100 years. Note, in the present cycle, the outpouring of the all-seeing eye takes place every 6 months, in January and July. This retreat is the only place where this particular activity takes place, for reasons that you will one day know and understand. Oh, that mankind might understand the importance of holding themselves within the harmonious activity of thought and feeling, knowing that only in this manner can the fullness of God's power act. This would hasten so much the things that are to be accomplished. To Donald, my son, as you appreciated the aerial navigation and activity yesterday, yet will you see such transcendent activity of that kind in the coming years that you can scarcely believe possible at this time. As the power of political selfishness is broken down, it will release into use improvements, inventions, and discoveries in all lines that will step up the progress of such industries from 1 to 2 and 300 years. The activity of the sinister force that spread its subtle suggestions among mankind is fast being dissipated, and we trust another war that was being contemplated will be dissipated before it can find action in the outer world. Never in the history of mankind has such power for good been placed in humanity's hands to use as the power from the mighty I Am presence. While this nucleus of the intense activity and idea of this presence seems small indeed, yet is its radiance spreading beyond your fondest human conception. The students who with determination continue to hold fast to the presence and to its use, shutting out from the human sense all human self-created limitation, will come to know a freedom, a power to radiate and project that freedom to bless all with its power, in such magnitude as the outer cannot yet possibly comprehend. It is only because the wheels of cosmic progress have reached a point of universal rhythm that stupendous activities for the benefit of mankind are possible. Warning: the individuals who become channels for destructive expression are unfortunate indeed, for not only do they destroy themselves, but they deceive their followers, leading them into the quicksands of misconception. I want you to know that I congratulate Saint Germain on the work that he has accomplished among these few students, and upon the remarkable manner in which he has enabled them to become aware of and use the energy of the mighty I Am presence. He said it would be accomplished, and he is proving it true. How the students are blessed who are receiving this knowledge. I trust they may fully appreciate and comprehend it. How unfortunate are those who doubt its reality or authenticity. More and more necessary is it for you to draw the seal of harmony about yourselves and your home, so that the loving harmony keeps the channel clear. Great changes are taking place within the currents of the waters of the earth, and for the first time within the history of its creation, it is possible to harmonize the activity of the waters and the land. Each of these bodies gives forth a vibratory action as yet not understood, but which will ere long come to be known and utilized. And truly can it be said now, more than ever before, that all things are truly working together for good. Thou mighty seven cosmic rays that are doing thy work within the sphere of earth, in thy radiance of pure love, fill all the earth, its waters, its air, its ethers, consuming the mental creation of mankind which they have generated for so many centuries, yea, cycles of time, so that the humanity of earth may find its outer mind freed from the impact of its own creation, so that they may turn and go forth in adoration of their own great light, the mighty I Am presence, and there receive into themselves peace on earth, goodwill to man. With all the love of my being I send this forth, not only in this record, but in the singing record of the ethers, to reach the heart of mankind and lift it in harmony to its source, that it may bless and be a blessing. I am very pleased to have been with you again, and to see how it is possible for you to generate enough love and determination to stand against the impact of the outer world and voice the truth that makes all free. You know you must acknowledge a thing before you can receive it. Put all doubts of the outer mind aside and whip the human into obedience, and you will see abundant progress. The outer self of human beings is the most stubborn of creatures. The human creation, by its demand for attention to the outer mind and body, holds its control, and this stubbornness has to be broken up. Each has within his or her I Am presence the power to put down all human creation and compel it into obedience to the I Am presence. I shall now turn the ray over to your beloved master, and shall be with you again the first of the year. My radiation is a balancing of the heart and the head, or love and power. It is quite similar to Shananda's. In regard to the class, my work is cosmic, while his is individual. The time has arrived when the humanity of Earth must come to a greater sense of balance between those two activities. The intellect of mankind in official positions has run away more and more, shutting out the feeling of the heart that would enable them to consider it and enable greater justice to be done. Shananda's work with the students in assisting to balance this activity will enable them to become invincible against the impact of the outer world. No words can possibly estimate the value of such an accomplishment. Saint Germain. Question. What relation do the constellations have to the Elohim? Saint Germain. A constellation is, of course, much less than the power of the Elohim. It is, in other words, much stepped down from their activity. But an advanced, consciously operating being or individual from any one of the spheres of activity is consciously in contact with the Elohim. The individuals or students who will hold steadfast enough to the I Am presence will find themselves able to go forth, observe these greater inner activities, and bring them forth consciously into their use. When you see through the activity of a thing, you then have a full comprehension of it. The I Am presence has the fullness of all activity within its consciousness. But in order to bring it forth, the individual must, in most cases, have some use of the inner vision to release the fullness of its activity. Use the I Am statements of Jesus often. I am the open door to all revelation. I am the resurrection and the life. So if I am the resurrection and the life, what else is there to take place in your life? If you can enter into this with steady, calm certainty, you will find definite changes taking place. I am the all-revealing presence of the great I Am. I am the light that lighteth every room I go into. I am the discriminating activity of the great I Am presence. We have long since learned not to pay any attention to appearances, but to go into the heart of things and there rest. Use often. I am the ever-present healing power, consuming all things that tend toward discord. I am the invincible presence and protection about her or him, wherever the body is. I shall leave my love and blessing sizzling all about you. The all-seeing eye activity at the retreat. It is a tremendous combined activity at the retreat. You may know it is of very great importance because of the shorter length of time between the outpourings. Benediction. Beloved Nada, Sha'ara, Shananda, Lito, and Sha'ara's mother, Meta, send their love and blessings to you, and also to the class.